Qantas Project Sunrise delayed again. Qantas highly anticipated ultra-long-range Airbus A350-1000 in development is facing another delay due to undisclosed supply chain issues. According to Airbus, the first A350-1000 ULR is expected to arrive in early 2027, slipping past the original delivery target at the end of this year. This new timeline means flights are very likely not to begin until the end of next year, marking a significant setback for Qantas' ambitious Project Sunrise program. The delay of the first plane has raised concerns about the airline's ability to meet its production targets and restore production pace quickly. Despite this, Qantas remains confident in its ability to deliver 5 A350-1000 ULRs by November 2027, as previously planned. Qantas aims to carve out more of the international market with Project Sunrise, where operating costs have continued to climb and competition is growing stiffer. The airline believes that flying non-stop routes from Sydney to London and New York City will help it differentiate itself from competitors. The current conflict in Iran is weighing heavily on the aerospace industry, with fuel prices fluctuating in lockstep with every diplomatic change. This has led to supply chain issues and delays for several major airlines. Bloomberg reported that Qantas stock rose 4.9% after updates indicating progress and negotiations between the U.S. and Iran toward a deal that would formally end Operation Epic Fury and bring hostilities to a close. The airline commented on the delay in a statement, saying it continues to work closely with Airbus on the delivery and certification process. Singapore Airlines has famously operated the A350-900 ULR between its home base and John F. Kennedy International Airport, currently the longest commercial services available in the world. The A350-1000 ULR, designed for Qantas, builds on the proven engineering pioneered by these trailblazing aircraft. The jet's range is made possible by a combination of efficient power plants and aerodynamics. Qantas Project Sunrise has been a decade in the making, with disruptions caused by the COVID-19 outbreak and global aerospace supply issues persisting even as commercial aviation ramps up to pre-pandemic levels.